This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, Twitter beat investor expectations on both revenue and user growth, boosting the company's stock almost 20% yesterday. But if you look at it as often as I do, you know that one of Twitter's challenges is that depending on who you follow, the conversation can feel repetitive. Well, a senior editor at BuzzFeed decided to do something about this problem, specifically as it relates to how many men she followed on Twitter. Katie Natopoulos started the unfollow a man hashtag and then basically stopped following all men. Katie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So obviously, if you ever did follow me on Twitter, you don't follow me anymore, I assume, at least. Why not?
6 months ago, I decided sort of as like kind of experimental stunt to try unfollowing all men on Twitter. There's a blogger and a founder of a startup called The Neil Dash. He had come up with this idea of he was only going to retweet women for a year. And I was like, okay, what if I did the same thing, but instead of my output, it was sort of the input. So I unfollowed all men. Turns out it's really nice.
Tell me more about why it's so nice. How has the conversation on Twitter, as you observe it, changed for you?
There's definitely moments where I'll hear from colleagues who still regrettably follow men that, you know, oh, there's this thing that everybody's talking about on Twitter. And you know, I'll be like, nope, that's on man Twitter. The nicest thing, actually, is to sort of just start following a whole new set of people. All of a sudden, made Twitter fun again.
All joking aside, in many cases, the discussion on Twitter is dominated by people like me, by white men. And this is a really sort of interesting solution to that problem.
So you're not silencing anyone. They're still out there tweeting. There's just, I imagine, these dust balls rolling by as they mash their grubby little hands into the keyboard.
I feel like you're making an assumption that all men's hands are grubby.
That's true. I know many men whose hands have never seen a day of work.
Katie Natopoulos is a senior editor at BuzzFeed. She started the Unfollow a Man movement. Katie, thank you very much.
Thank you.